This podcast episode, we talk about pop culture, talk about the new Fiona Apple record, talk about movies, talk about why am I boring, we talk about reopening up the economy. Opening up the city, we opening up more cases to get viruses. We talk about I don't know what we talk about. This we talk about a lot of stuff in this episode. We talk about why I didn't do a podcast on Wednesday. We talk about it all in this episode. This podcast brought to you by stimulus checks. I know you got yours. I hope you're putting good use to it. Enjoy the episode. I forgot to tell you, this podcast is broken into two parts. First part was recorded yesterday, and the second part was recorded today because I'm a lazy bum. No, it was recorded because somebody came to the door. I had to get the door and put up the groceries, and I didn't feel like recording. And there's too many people in the house talking, so that's why it's broken into two parts. And that's it. Okay, now, here's the episode. Enjoy. This little boy is the Lonely Boy Podcast with your host, Kier Rainbows. And this says it's a late episode. I should have uploaded. I should have uploaded this episode 2 days ago. Yeah, but things happen and you only can do what you can do. You can do it. Gotta make time for stuff like this. I don't know, man. It's kind of been a busy week. Everybody got their stimulus checks back. So, we just gotta see people spending the money or saving it or doing both. Just buy you one good thing and save the rest of the money. Buy you something that you need and save the rest of the money. Know how that works. Yeah, just give you an update on what's going on with me. Pretty much I bought something I needed and saved the rest of the money. Yeah. But I watched Chris D'Elia's special on Netflix. It was funny. Also watched a special. I forgot the girl name. I think I'm butchering Taylor Thomason. Butchering the name. I watched her special. I don't know, it's kind of up there with his special. Oh, this girl's pretty funny. You check both of those out on Netflix. Yeah. I've been watching Sex and the City. It's pretty good show. I got my season done. I'm on the second season. I took a break from watching it. Somebody told me to watch this documentary called The Jinx. This is some fucked up shit on this documentary, man. I can't believe this stuff true about this guy. I don't know. Good stuff. Basically, I've just been watching HBO shows. Watched a new show they got called Run. I also watched the season premiere of Insecure. Man, it's going to be a good first episode. It's going to look like it's going to be a good season. They really knocked it out the park. Get you engaged with the season. Looking forward to watching this season. So that's what we got as far as TV. We're watching nothing else. Stuff on HBO. Just listening to other podcasts like Joe Rogan. There's an episode Chris D'Elia is on there. Your Mom's House, he's on there. Yeah, but still, listen to that podcast. That's about it. Ashley was going to not do any podcast this week. Just take a break. But I've been consistent of doing these podcasts. So I didn't want to not be inconsistent and just keep going. Do something for this week. So, this will be uploaded today. And for you people that listen, all 8 of you, so it was about 8 to 7 of you guys listen to this podcast. I guess I got somebody listening. I know I can make this better podcast. Also, I can make it grow. Just not focused enough to put the work in. Like, I can put the work in by uploading episodes, that's no problem. You gotta pay to play. I'm gonna try to do something to make the podcast better. I don't know what it is. I haven't came to my mind yet. We also got It Chapter 2 on her. I haven't seen the first It. I mean, I've seen the old one a long time ago. As far as movie goes, it takes me like a long time to come around. That's what I wanted to see on Shutter. They have movie I want to watch. It's called, I believe it's called Daniel Isn't Real. I want to watch that. So I'll probably watch that my day off. She says, the weird thing is I haven't been watching any wrestling at all. It's just, I can say it's not good. It's just not the same without the audience. Have that excitement. And wrestlers are busting their ass to make the shows watchable, but I just can't get into it. So I've been watching any wrestling. At all. But I did hear about them WWE releasing a lot of wrestlers. And come to find out they still had like money to pay them to be with the company. It's really strange. And her Vince McMahon is an advisor on Trump's economic board. I don't even know what the hell's going on with that. But you've seen Trump lately in these press conferences starting to crack. He's reported starting to ask him some questions he can't answer. He just starts going crazy. Like the lady reporter, she would ask legit questions, you can't even answer them. So, I don't. Whew. Who is Melvin Douglas? This movie called The Changeling on Shudder. I thought this was Michael Douglas or somebody named Melvin Douglas. I don't know. Is this the same person? This is like one of them dark movies. This was a classic. It was take place in, I remember this setting, New York, somewhere. So I believe. Talk about Woody Allen, but his movies have the same place. I think it's an opera somewhere they go in New York. I don't know the name of it, but I didn't, speaking of Woody Allen, they got some of his movies on Amazon Prime. The good ones, Annie Hall in Manhattan. I think there's a couple more. One of my favorite movies, Annie, Woody Allen, was the Not Interior. That was all right. Stardust Memories. What's the one? Let's see, what's the other one? You got Annie Hall. Manhattan was a good one. Yeah, Hannah and Her Sisters, that's a good one. Crimes and Misdemeanors was a good one. Sleepers was a good one. Love and Death was a good one. The Purple Rose Carol was alright. Zelig was a good one. When I started as memories, that was a good one. Take the Money and Run was hilarious. Those when things went for a turn. Husbands and Wives, that was a good one. And after that, he still made some good movies. Deconstructing Harry, was definitely a good one. My Aphrodite was a good one. Oh, I forgot about Broadway. Danny Rose was hilarious. Bullet on Broadway was all right. Celebrity. That was a good one. I don't know. It was, like I said, the movie was good, but the dude that, because this one, Woody Allen's getting old as fuck and shit. You had other people playing him. The dude that played him did a good job playing Woody Allen. I think he could have put him in more movies. I don't know why. And they didn't do that. What else we got here? Yeah, I just googled Woody Allen, so all his movies popped up. So, Small Town Crooks was hilarious. Curse of the Jaded Scorpion was they should have somebody else play him in the movie. He was old as hell. Hollywood ending was hilarious. Like I said, these movies was good. It was hilarious. Anything else that was hilarious? Jason Biggs did a good job. Christina Ricci, she did a good job. Yeah, all these movies, I'm naming, they wasn't as funny as all the movies. They were hilarious. They were good. I stopped watching Woody Allen movies, like even Be a Tall, Dark Stranger. I never really seen that. Cassandra Dream, I did see that. I think that's an underrated Woody Allen movie. That was kind of really good. But he killed that dude in that movie. You know? I actually seen this at a theater. I remember seeing this movie in the movies. Linda Melinda, that was weird. I'm done with this. Trying to find another director. My favorite director. Stanley Kubrick. Stanley Kubrick would be a toss up between Doctor Strange Love and I'll say The Clockwork Orange. And of course, The Shining, but that's one of my favorites. It would be a toss up between Doctor Strange Love and Clockwork Orange, because I say Dr. Strangelove because this actually, I watched this movie in film school when I was going to college. I was taking classes at Merrimack for communications and film classes. We watched this movie. I already knew Stanley Kubrick was. I've seen some of his films, but and I watched all his movies after that, seeing Dr. Strangelove. I actually got reintroduced to him. I took that class. I don't know, Lolita was good too. Spartacus was good. Bert London was alright. Full Metal Jacket was good. 2001 Space Odyssey. Everybody can say this is probably the best film. Eyes Wide Shut. That's question mark for me. Let's see who else we have here. Francis Ford Coppola. One from the heart, never seen that. Tetro. Vincent Gallo Tetro, never seen it. The Rainmaker. I've seen it, but I forgot what it was about. Rumblefish. Had it on DVD. I don't know what happened to it. Outsiders. Of course. Conversations. Of course. Apocalypse Now, of course. Godfather. I don't know, my favorite Godfather is Godfather Part 2. I don't know. Then the Godfather. And Godfather Part 3. Everybody don't like Godfather Part 3, but it was good to me. But it wasn't bad. It wasn't better than the first and the second, but it was good. It wasn't bad. I mean, how do you, what do you expect? They haven't made a Godfather in, what was it, a decade? Some years? They shot it before they, after they shot another one? It probably would have been, if it would have kept going, like, after he shot Godfather Part 2 and came out Godfather Part 3. It probably would have been one of his best films, but we don't know that. I don't know that because he didn't do it then, so I don't know. Oh, Bram Stoker's Dracula, that was good. Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt did that thing in that movie, man. Whoops, my bad. It's the wrong movie. Bram Stoker's Dracula was the movie with Winona Ryder. And yeah, Keanu Reeves and her and Gary Oldman. Yeah, he had to loan her. I remember that. Okay. What's the movie with Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise? Is it Interview with the Vampire? I don't know. Is it Interview with the Vampire? Lamar is stumped. We don't know. He doesn't know which one it is. I'm trying to Google it. Not working. Yeah, that's it. Interview with a Vampire. That was a good movie. Both of them vampire movies was good. Yeah, the 90s had some good movies, man. They're just knocking them out the park. They're all funded by Harvey Weinstein. I had to say that. Sorry. This came automatically in my brain. Harvey Weinstein. He's behind a lot of these movies. That's weird. Okay. Segue to that guy. Nope.
At least in terms of the coronavirus.
At least not a prisoners.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure they probably end up releasing him. His health's kind of shitty. Him and Bill Cosby, they old as fuck. Okay. What is the best vampire movie? Vampires. Queen of the Dam. We have Forsaken. That was a good one. Set waiting to part two. All right, this is part two of the podcast. Actually, this is the next day. Because I got interrupted because my sister came in the house and had to bring in some groceries. But nevertheless, I'm back with I don't forget what I was talking about. What I was talking about, I bet it was good, but some of these podcasts get interrupted when I'm talking about something good. What do I want to talk about now? I actually got done listening to that Fiona Apple new album. It's pretty good. I like it. I need to listen to something like that. She's angry about a lot of stuff. Seeing to get your best work career, going through some stuff, a relationship, or fall out with somebody that you were friends with. Stuff like that. I can say that for everybody. Kanye West, no, he fought out with Jay-Z. We have not been getting the best from Kanye West since he fell out with Jay-Z. Even though they're on speaking terms now, I guess. It seems to be. His body of work has gotten worse. That's why I don't listen to him anymore. Okay. But the Fiona Apple record is good. I like it. Yeah, I'm gonna be listening to that for a while. We don't have nothing to talk about. I guess they're gonna reopen the city up soon. See how that's gonna go. A lot of people are not recommending it. What I'm seeing now, I believe it's like a. It's trying to be like a rich people thing. You don't wanna get sick, poor people can't. Stay in the house. Rich people, just go outside and do what you want to do. It's going to be very different from now on. I guess I need to be rich to go outside now. Bernie Sanders endorsed Biden. That's horrible. You guys just ruined the Democratic Party. It's ruined. So. It's not the same. let the celebrities take over. I'm going to campaign for presidential candidate and then leave, go back to my mansion. I don't know why Democrats care about celebrity endorsements. We don't. Celebrity, I don't know. Democrats are all about the working class. They once were all about the working class. Seems like they forgot about that. They don't care about that. They just care about being popular and being woke. It's just so annoying. I don't get it. I'm done with you Democrats, man. Need to get it together. Say, working on new music. That's about it. Just bought some stuff. Some new music stuff. Some stuff for this podcast to make it sound like a better podcast, a regular podcast. And I guess I won't leave you guys with "Don't Sweat the Small Stuff" and "Stay Strong." We're out of here. Now hit the music, Jimmy.
Thank you.